broadcasting from New Zealand, the beautiful little island-chained paradise with the Fukushima sun that gives everybody a part-time job as an incandescent light bulb which helps the economy, according to the Prime Minister who used to work for the Federal Reserve for 2 years. Of course, he would say that, wouldn't he? Especially when the country is now in more debt than it ever has been. Hey, wait a second. Isn't it the exact same thing that happened to the United States after Obama, who was incidentally a member of a blue party that got elected on 2008 by a platform of change? Who was financed by bankers? $500 million or so? And then they implode the economy and get it into more debt than it's ever been? In fact, he loaned more money in his first term of presidency than all previous presidents of the United States combined! Which is exactly the same thing that the Prime Minister of New Zealand, John Key, used to work for the Federal Reserve did. Combined! Does anybody else see a connection here? Does anybody else see these NATO trade deals and TPPAs and all of these other international agreements that are basically eroding every single nation's sovereignty? Have you ever thought that perhaps it might be a good idea once in a while to listen to voices from outside the normal mainstream spectrum where almost everything they tell you is the opposite of the truth? Don't you think so? Then please, ladies and gentlemen, go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and subscribe to give a monthly donation to this broadcast. All bills get paid, we interview people every single day and make sure that their voices come out to you unfettered so that they can actually express themselves. Because I found, just like when you're partying, you find the best parts of any party that you've ever been to have not been the music, nor the booze. It's actually been those really contemplative conversations that you have with honest and intelligent people who feel comfortable to express themselves and listen to you express yourself reciprocally. Isn't it? Those are the best kind of parties, and that's what we do here on this show. There's only one rule, other than the FCC regulations perhaps, and that's to have fun, ladies and gentlemen. If we're having fun, we hope you're having fun too.